This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Chinese tech giant Huawei is blacklisted by the US. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Vishala Sripathma, filling in for Anu Anand. Good morning. Banning Huawei hurts the US more than it hurts us. That's according to the Chinese technology giant, which finds itself barred from working with US companies after Donald Trump signed an executive order preventing American firms from using foreign telecoms that pose security risks. Huawei operates in 40 to 60% of the world's networks. Robert Spalding is a former director for strategic planning at the US National Security Council.
Considering the executive order, I think going forward, you have to believe that over time, the willingness to share information with any ally or partner that has a close personal relationship with Huawei or the Chinese Communist Party is going to be threatened. I mean, the whole Huawei debate actually takes us away from the discussion on what are the implications of China owning essentially the backbone of most countries in the world in terms of 5G. And then what does that mean when a totalitarian regime actually has the ability to use those vehicles and other things in ways that are inimical to our own principles?
Well, Sir Mark Lyle Grant is a former British national security advisor. He says the UK's approach of a halfway house is the way forward.
This is not a new risk. It's been known for over 10 years dealing with Huawei in this country. And therefore, we have a great deal of experience of Huawei and its operations with our telecoms companies. All these companies have been involved working with Huawei. So I think we're in a good position to assess that risk, and no doubt we will be discussing it very in detail with our American colleagues.
That was Sir Mark Lyle Grant. Let's do the numbers. The US blacklisting of Huawei has resulted in a sluggish open for European stocks. Attacks on Saudi oil tankers earlier this week might mean a rise in insurance premiums and oil prices. On Monday, armed drones attacked two of Saudi Aramco's oil pumping stations and forced the state producer to briefly shut its east-west pipeline. The attacks pushed up global oil prices by more than 1%. Neil Roberts is head of marine underwriting at Lloyd's Market Association.
In the short term, there won't be an immediate effect because if any change was made, it would take 7 days. But for the owners, they may have to pay a small additional premium. They often pass that on to the charterers, who in turn, that would maybe put up the cost in the long term of the supply chain, and it would end up with the consumer in the end.
And if we look globally, which countries are going to be affected? Asia gets 70% of its oil from that region. And so if there is disruption to specific shipping routes, that will presumably affect supply going towards that continent.
It's very difficult to say exactly what would happen. There isn't much oversupply in the oil market. If a region stops supplying, then there'll be a spike in price somewhere else. In the long term, we would hope negotiations will be fruitful and the situation would stabilise so that trade can continue without interruption.
That was Neil Roberts. So how do you feel about fakes? There are fake designer bags, fake watches, which we've all probably heard or even seen on sale. But have you heard of fake Lego? Well, police in China uncovered a gang making and selling counterfeit Lego. More than 630,000 finished products were seized. The raid comes as China seeks to strengthen intellectual property rights, with the number of trials hitting a record high last year. So how does a brand like Lego take on the world of fakery? Robin Smith is Vice President and General Counsel for Lego China.
We find them through all the regular channels. I would say our sales force sees them in the marketplace, and we get word from outside counsel who may be out shopping. We get word from custom seizures about different copycat companies. Then also, there are raids that are done by government authorities. They may be looking for something else, but sometimes they find a lot of other copycat products. We have private investigators that are also out in the marketplace at certain times trying to give us a good picture of the landscape.
And so with the private investigators, what do they get up to? What do they do?
They will go out and look in different marketplaces. So there might be an area that has some stores that is in a particular location that's known for having copycats or counterfeit products. So they will go and check that out to see what's there and bring that information back to us. Then we figure out how we either can act on it or whether the authorities would be interested in the information. But I think there's one way we're probably very unique as a company, and that is that we have this global network of fans of ours, of our product. We call them adult fans of Lego or AFOLs, AFOLs. And they actually will send us sets in the mail with the receipts so that we know where they found it and how much it cost. And I've had some fans that have been doing that for all 20 years that I've been with the company, which is fantastic.
Wow, that's quite handy.
Yeah. They are great brand ambassadors. And that's a huge help for us because we just can't be everywhere.
How much of a threat is that kind of sub-industry to the big brands?
It is a threat to our business, but I think it's more of a threat, and where we're more concerned is in the safety of the products that people are getting when they buy a copycat product. Because safety is of the utmost importance to us. And with copycat products, you get no guarantee on the safety of what you're going to get in the package. I've actually seen a lot of things in with copycat bricks in sets that are trying to look like Lego sets. You see tree branches or insects or candy wrappers, you name it. I think in 20 years, I've seen lots of different things go in there. And the quality of the facilities in which they are packing these products or in which they are molding these cheap plastic bricks is also not good. And we had that confirmed definitely with the photos we got from the police in this recent raid that the Shanghai police did.
That was Robin Smith in London. I'm Vishala Sripathma with the Marketplace Morning Report for the BBC World Service.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.